can't remember the last time I was here. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, this was the place to take a girl in high school.
I was never lucky enough to experience that. I had braces and terrible bangs back then.
I'm sure you looked amazing.
I'm glad we finally got around to doing this.
Me too. You know, Andy set a pretty high bar when it came to first dates. You know, he faced down armed gunmen for a living, but I've never seen him as scared as he was before that first date with you. Oh, Carly, I'm sorry. That wasn't good first date etiquette, was it?
Bring up Andy when we are having a romantic night? Probably not.
Carly, this is difficult and complicated. It's not like there's a manual, you know?
You know, for a moment, I felt like a girl likes a boy and nothing else mattered.
Yeah.
If this is too hard for you or too complicated, then please, you know, just get out now because I've already been hurt too much.
Carly, listen, I'm
sorry. Can you just please take me home?
No, it's not possible for something to be this good.
Right?
Oh. I thought you must have missed souffles.
What do you mean?
5 years on an island away from civilization. What did you do? What did you eat? Where'd you sleep? How did you make it? Sorry. Didn't mean to drill you.
It's okay.
It's just I haven't had a conversation with a guy in a while without it resulting in me reading him his rights. So, yeah, but those years, they must have changed you. From the guy I used to party with to who you are now?
Yeah. Because I had to make some tough choices.
Help me.
You're right. It changed me.
What kind of tough choices?
I don't want to talk about those experiences, McKenna.
Saved by the cell. Paul. Okay, put what the CI told you in the warrant application. I'll be right there. It's work. I gotta go. Okay.
Felicity, listen, please. I need you to activate the bug in McKenna's phone. I think the police just got a lead on the Dodger. Okay.